Are you okay? That's what your burps sound like.
Let's not talk
Let's
about
just
it.
Be honest.
I had dairy last night, guys. It was a bad idea.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast, and it's Johnny and Stephanie from the morning show on 98.3 The Coast. And I'm just going to lay this out there.
Oh, no.
There's stuff that we know we don't talk about on the show, we didn't get to, and this is something that I didn't get to on the show.
Oh, no.
But
I'm scared.
Your stomach was disgusting today. You were having, I don't know, because you have a lot of, I don't know what you call, would you call them food allergies or just food things that you shouldn't eat?
But food allergies, sensitivities. Sensitivities, because I would say, I would almost say the dairy is like an allergy at this point because of how intense it can, you know, bother me.
You were dealing with a lot of stuff because you did something wrong. Yesterday, you ate pizza.
I did.
Which you're not supposed to do.
At the bowling alley.
And you said, ever since I've met you, you said, oh man, some things I can't eat. I definitely can't eat. You know, dairy does not do well for me. And pizza especially. Man, if I have pizza, I am done for. And of course, you went bowling with the team here at the radio station and they had pizza at the bowling alley and you were like, huh. I mean, what went through your mind?
Okay, so this is usually what happens. I always say to myself, it'll be okay this time, right? But I usually have lactates, which are supposed to help, like, the digestion process. And, by the way, don't get, like, really, like, gross things in your mind because a lot of people are like, oh, lactose intolerance. I see where this is going. No, mine's like because this is how I first discovered it, is it makes me really nauseous.
Okay.
And then I feel like I want to throw up. Because when I used to eat dairy, you know, when this started to develop, I would be like, ugh, what's wrong with me? Like, why do I feel like I'm going to puke right now? So, you know, there's times that I can actually take lactates and then I'll feel okay.
Sure.
But apparently this was not one of the times. And I even took two of them. And I only had two slices of pizza. And by the way, I was trying to, like, at least say, okay, grab the tinier slices.
Sure.
But it must not have been the best batch of pizza. It didn't seem to affect anybody else because they seem all fine today. But yeah, this morning was rough, let me tell you.
And I mean, I have a few, food sensitivities that I shy away from usually spicy foods because I either get heartburn or I just, you know, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
So I've learned through life to just stay away from those things.
You know what? And I should have already learned at this point. But okay, if you were told that, hey, you should never eat pizza ever again, wouldn't that bother you a lot?
I would be very sad.
Right?
My brother is dealing with this problem because my brother doesn't have a gluten allergy, but he found out later in life, as I think at the point of when he turned about 37 or so. He went to the doctor because he just kept on having, not feeling good, just issues. And he was like, I don't know what it is. I can't make a connection with everything. So they're like, all right, we'll do an allergy test. They did the allergy test, and then he found out he had a wheat allergy.
That's so unfortunate.
It's completely devastating for him because he travels a lot. So he'll go to restaurants, diners, or maybe fast food joints, and he'll get stuff. And wheat, if you don't realize it, is in everything.
It's in so many things. And you know what? I never realized it until I developed these food sensitivities to start reading everything that's on the label, because you have to if you are sensitive to something, because, you know, especially with that wheat thing, like, that could knock you down depending on
absolutely.
How it affects you.
Yeah. He just felt awful.
Yeah.
And that's usually what ends up happening to people. But you know, those people,
it's not fair,
are smart and realize to stay away from those things. But you, I think,
Excuse you?
Punish yourself.
Excuse you.
You punish yourself with this stuff.
It's not that. It's just like, okay, so we went to the bowling alley for, you know, a work event and everything, just having a good time. And when you go to a bowling alley or any place like that, you know the foods they have? All cheese-based things.
Chicken strips. Fries and pizza are usually the bowling alley go-tos.
So people ordered pizza, and then they ordered this...
Nachos are another thing.
Yeah, that's another one. And then they ordered this, like, tray of, you know, random appetizers, basically. Yeah. Every single one of those were cheese-based. It was like mozzarella sticks, little tacos with cheese in it. I can't think of what else it was, but I remember everything just being cheese-based. And I'm like, well, it's cheese or cheese. What am I going to go with? And I'm like, I guess I'll go with the things that aren't fried. And that's why I was like, I might as well, you know, I got some lactates. I'll take those, see how it goes. But then I was like, just, you know, eat a little something to hold you over, just because it was kind of a weird time of day we went. It was like 3 o'clock and I didn't really have a big lunch. So I'm like, okay, I'll just eat a little something. And I was fine until I got here this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, Johnny, I'm going to throw up. You're like, go do it. I'm like, I'm trying to at this point, actually.
Yeah. And me being, you know, a guy. And being with a family of brothers, you know, we just, the sensitivity thing was really not there for us.
I know. It's like, you're like, come on, get over it.
Bro, you just got to power through. Like, you just got to you got to make yourself do it. And you know that a lot of people deal with this when you're feeling sick and you're just like, I just got to puke.
Yeah. Sometimes it really will make you feel so much better.
But I, you know.
It didn't happen, though.
No, it didn't. And there's one other thing I want to say, and I don't know, and I'm battling with this in my brain. I can't decide if your like your burps or your hiccups are cute or annoying, because it is small in size. You probably can't give an example. I'll do my best rendition.
Let's hear it.
But it's usually a it sounds like it pains you.
It kind of does sometimes.
You're just like, oh, and I'm like, are you okay? Because it almost is like, you know, when you get a little shock from a battery.
Yeah. Yes.
Like a little static shock.
That's
and you're like, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So that's all I wanted to say is I don't know if it was cute or I mean, I'll come up with my decision later.
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, I'm not dogging food sensitivities and things like that because everybody deals with them. I have things like that.
Yeah.
I don't like tequila. Oh. I don't think anybody does.
No, there's some people that do, and I'm like, you nasty. Tequila is like, oof.
Absolutely. I mean, there's certain alcohols that people should just completely stay away from because there's another thing.
Yeah.
The gluten and wheat and stuff that people deal with. My brother can't have, he usually
like
likes
no beer
like,
or something.
He likes fufu drinks.
Okay.
I call them those.
Fufu drinks.
He likes mojitos and things like that. And I'm like, all right, I like a good mojito every once in a while, but it's hard to find a good one. But he's like, I'm going to get a mojito.
Like,
you can't really say it like that. Mojito.
Mojito.
Like, you're just gonna,
but, I just thought of my burps, like the song that I could relate this to. You know the song Time of the Season by the Zombies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do-do-do.
Yeah, it's very like that. And then I was trying to place it. I was trying to place it in a song because I was like, I know I've heard that before.
This sounds familiar, what you're doing.
The first time I heard it, I couldn't tell if you were beatboxing because you do like to beatbox.
I like to try to beatbox.
Or having some sort of issue.
Yeah, you're because, like, oh no, something's wrong with you. Okay.
Like, oh, wait, like, are you doing that on purpose?
I'm like, no, I can't stop it. I'm sorry.
Because, you know, and even your sneezes are like that too, aren't they? Aren't your sneezes very like
no,
that?
Like
oh, yeah. Yeah. You have like extra things that you do for your sneezes. So at first I thought it was like, oh, this is like a bit. This is a theatrical thing that you're doing. This is an act that you're putting on.
I'm like, no, this is real life.
But, you know, if you have food sensitivities or any sort of sensitivities like that, if you're just a sensitive person, got to be honest, I'm sorry.
No, it's so rough. It sucks sometimes because, I mean, having lived in Chicago, where to me, seriously amazing pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, anytime I go back there, I'm like, I just want some deep dish pizza. Let me have it. And I can't. And I was talking to my boyfriend this morning. He's like, we're not doing dairy this weekend. I'm like, that's right. If I try to grab some of you, slap it out of my hands.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stay away. As much as you like it, you just got to stay away.
Yes.
But you shouldn't stay away from this lovely podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If you enjoy this podcast and enjoy the things we talk about, all the time, which 70% of the time it's probably food-related things, much like this one was. Be sure to check out past episodes and subscribe so you don't miss one as well. And we'll be back on, I won't be here, but you'll probably do a podcast Monday and Tuesday while I'm gone.
Work on that.
Maybe you pull somebody in from the building.
Yeah.
Do a fun podcast. But
I'll have someone just do a Johnny impression or something.
That's not possible.
We'll see how. I mean, there's some beards in this building. I could find someone. Like, can you do a Johnny impression? Anybody?
Let's be honest here, because I'm an honest person.
I see where this is going.
You won't find anyone as good as me.
I knew that's where this is going.
Yeah. Unless you, like, call one of my brothers.
Okay.
Which you don't want to deal with them.
I'll just be like, so, I'm going to interview you, and I want to see how much you guys are alike, just to see.
We're very alike. It's kind of disturbing. Go check out the podcast and check out all the other cool stuff we got going on at 983thecoast.com. And if you have one of those fancy Alexa devices, we have new skills that you should check out as well.
Yeah.
So you can listen to us all the time. What was that?
Sorry. I pressed something on my computer.
I thought that was another burp.
Well, I was just...
Okay, we got to get out of here.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.